Come, Holy Spirit, come by the most powerful intercession of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, your well-beloved spouse.
What is the essence or the heart of the Christian faith? What is the good news that we proclaim in the gospel? This saying is trustworthy and deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. That's you and me. That God so loved the world that he sent his only Son into the world, not to condemn the world, but to save the world. That Christ laid down his life to save us, to save you and me from eternal damnation, to save us who are sinners. That the heart of our faith is that our God is a God of mercy, that he came to redeem us, to save us, and to forgive us. And our readings today beautifully illustrate this truth of our faith, that we can never forget and that we can never take for granted. It's one of the perennial dangers for those of us who are already Christian, already Catholic, maybe have been for our entire life. It's a perennial danger that we start to take it for granted. And our readings help illustrate the magnitude of what we have received and the danger when we start to take it for granted. Jesus in our gospel gives us a very famous, well-known story, the story of the prodigal son. The younger son asked for his inheritance. He left his father's house and he ended up squandering it all in sin and pleasure. What we need to realize is that we are all the younger son, every single one of us. That all of us, in our own way, you know, I don't know your life story, but all of us, in some way or another, have squandered our Father's inheritance, what God wanted to give us, the life of sanctifying grace. We've squandered it. Right? All of us, whatever our past is, whatever life we've lived, we all need to see that we were the younger son. Now, thanks be to God, the fact that we're all here in church this morning likely means that like the younger son, we've come to our senses. And we've returned to our Father's house. But we need to always remember and realize that the salvation that we have received in Christ is not something that we earned. And it's not something that we deserved. It's not something we're worthy of. It is a gift. It is a gift of the mercy of God. Jesus died on the cross. We didn't do anything. He is the one who wrought our salvation, and he offers it to us freely. There's only one thing we have to do. We have to say, Father, I have sinned against you. I'm sorry. And the Father, as a God of mercy and compassion, welcomes us back with open arms. The Father in the gospel, he didn't judge his son. He didn't criticize him. He didn't tell him all the things that he had done wrong. So often that's our impression of God. No, God is the merciful Father who doesn't care about his son's sins. He just cares that he's come home. That is the truth of who God our Father is. He welcomes us with open arms. He is a God of mercy and compassion. And the only thing we have to do to receive that is repent. Is acknowledge that we have sinned, that we have disobeyed him. And we need to remember that that's not something we do once in our life. It's something we have to do continuously. Every single one of us until the day we die will need to be continually repenting. because we keep struggling with sin. And our Father is always there to forgive us because His mercy is unendless. And so we have to continue to ask ourselves, where am I still being like the younger son who has squandered his inheritance in a life of selfishness and pleasure? Where am I still not living according to my Father's will? All of us need to be continually repenting. But our Father is always waiting for us with open arms, especially in the confessional, to forgive us of all that we have done. But like I said, the fact that, you know, we're all here in church likely means that, you know, we've already come to our senses in a sense. We've realized perhaps the error of our past lives. We've come back. We're coming to church, right? But then there's a perennial temptation that we all need to be on guard against, because it's so easy for religious people, for people that come to church, to start to act like the older son. And how does that happen? I think it happens when we start to take it for granted. When we start to forget that Jesus is the one who paid the price for our salvation. We start to think that we're responsible. We start to take credit for it. And then pride enters into our heart. And what happens when we're proud about the fact that we're religious? When we start to take credit for how good of a person we are? We become like the older son, who, first of all, when he heard what his father had done, he got angry. That's not right. He doesn't deserve that. That's wrong. How often do we get angry at other people, judging them for what they're doing, forgetting that we've probably done much worse in our life? Anger comes out of pride. Anger comes out of self-righteousness. It comes out of forgetting the fact that we have been forgiven, that we have been shown incredible mercy, and that we have an obligation to show that mercy to everyone we encounter, especially the people who need it the most, which just might happen to be the people that get on our nerves the most. Right? Anger is a sign of pride and of taking the gift that we have received for granted and forgetting that we didn't deserve it and we didn't earn it. And what happens next with the older son? Then he starts to get entitled. Well, Father, I've done all of these things and you've never slaughtered anything for me. You've never thrown a party for me. I'm the good son. I did everything right. Again, he doesn't deserve that. That's not how God operates. He doesn't operate based on what we deserve. And praise God that he doesn't. Right? He is a God of generosity and of mercy. And we need to be on guard against entitlement. Because then we forget that it's a gift. And we need to be on guard against boasting of how good we are and of all the things that we do, and we're religious and we go to church every Sunday, and that's all great. But we can't boast of that as if we're responsible for it. I'll share with you a quote from St. Padre Pio. He once said, "Remember, the sinner who is sorry for his sins is closer to God than the just man who boasts of his good works." Because once we start boasting of our good works, we've negated their value. Because God is pleased by a humble and contrite heart. And then lastly, what does the older son do? Out of his pride, his anger, his entitlement, he complains. He complains to his father. Right? This is wrong. This is unjust. He doesn't deserve that. And that's what the Pharisees and scribes did at the beginning of the gospel. That's why Jesus told them the parable. They began to complain that Jesus was eating with sinners and tax collectors. How often do we complain? Right? That's a sign, I think, that we've forgotten how God has treated us. And the magnitude of the gift that we have received. If we were to always keep before the forefront of our mind the fact that Jesus Christ died for us, that he died for us, and that we have received from that the possibility of eternal life, that would fill our hearts with such gratitude and joy that we would never complain about anything. Because nothing that we complain about compares to the gift that we have received undeservedly. St. Paul said in Romans 8 that I consider the sufferings of this present age as not worth being compared to the glory that is to be revealed to us. That when we keep our eyes on Jesus and what he did for us and what is in store for us, then we won't complain about anything because we'll be so filled with gratitude. And lastly, we won't complain about our neighbor either. Next time you're struggling with somebody, you know, and let's be honest, we all have those people in our lives, okay? Think to yourself, Jesus Christ died for that person. Jesus died for them. And see if that changes how you relate to them and what your attitude is towards that person. Because when Jesus dies for somebody, what right do we have to judge them, to criticize them, to not show them love and kindness? This is our faith. We have received an infinite gift that Jesus died to save us from sin. And if we allow that to penetrate our minds and our hearts, and if we never take that for granted, and if we never forget that, our lives will be characterized by gratitude and joy because we will never forget what God has done for us. We have to always be on guard against taking that for granted and becoming like the older son, because our God is a God of mercy. We have received that mercy, and we have to extend it to every single person we encounter.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.